Good morning. This is Colorado Public Radio. We finish our week-long look at Colorado's congressional races today with the 6th District in the Denver suburbs. It's always been a Republican stronghold, but because of redistricting, it's now almost evenly split among Democrats, Republicans, and unaffiliated voters. That has the national parties pouring money into the race, as Colorado Public Radio's Andrea Dukakis reports for our Colorado Votes election coverage.
Aurora is the big game changer in the 6th Congressional District. The new boundaries take out a big chunk of Republican Douglas County to the south and replace it with the more working class and Democratic North Aurora. But in a recent ad, incumbent Republican Congressman Mike Kaufman points to what he thinks are his secret weapons.
When I grew up here, Aurora was a military town, middle class families, the backbone of America.
Mike Kaufman.
Kaufman still lives in Aurora. The city's mayor recently endorsed him. Aurora still has a lot of military retirees, and Kaufman plays up his military service in Iraq and his seat on the House Armed Services Committee. Dick Wadhams has been working in Republican politics for more than three decades. He says Kaufman can appeal to all sides.
He's a tremendous campaigner. He matches the district with his Aurora background. In many ways, if this was going to become competitive, the best Republican candidate is there to run.
Kaufman's challenger, State Representative Joe McClosey, has a big hurdle to overcome. Name recognition.
For those who don't know me, I'm Joe McClosey. My wife Jennifer and I live in South Aurora, and I'm the Democrat running for United States Congress.
Here he is recently at an Aurora senior center. McClosey just moved to Aurora, but he has an Aurora strategy, too. It hinges on the Democratic voters there and on painting his opponent as an extremist.
He's focused on radical issues like personhood, the Paul Ryan Medicare destruction bills, and outlawing abortion even for rape and incest.
McClosey points to Kaufman's vote for GOP vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan's budget. McClosey says it would destroy Medicare. Kaufman says it would make the program more solvent. Kaufman also says some of his priorities will change because the geography in the old district was different.
What kept me up at night were wildfire in the mountain areas and water issues in the southern suburbs. What keeps me up at night in the new district is the poverty in North Aurora.
But Democratic State Senator Morgan Carroll says it might not be so easy for Kaufman to win over the district's new voters. She represents many of them in North Aurora, which voted overwhelmingly for President Obama in 2008. She says her constituents may not forgive Kaufman for some of the positions he's taken in Congress.
Those same positions, to the extent people are voting issues, are going to be a much tougher place for Kaufman to be in the new Congressional District 6.
But Kaufman has been talking a lot about issues he hopes will appeal to the new mix of voters in the 6th District, like the challenges of working-class families. And McClosey is, too. He talks about making Colorado the new energy economy. Both national parties are betting they have a good chance in the 6th. In the weeks leading up to the election, they plan to spend about $5 million in television ads on the race. For Colorado Public Radio, I'm Andrea Dukakis.
Andrea's story is part of CPR's Colorado Votes election coverage, and it wraps up a week of reports on the state's congressional races. If you missed any of them, or if you want to hear other Colorado Vote stories, go to our website, cpr.org.